It's Morning Edition from NPR News. Good morning. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. There is good news and bad news about the federal budget. The nonpartisan Congressional Budget Office released new data yesterday. First, the good news. Deficits are shrinking. Medicare especially is costing taxpayers billions of dollars less than economists had predicted. Now the bad news. The improving budget will likely be slammed with another $100 billion in spending on the war in Iraq. And with health care costs skyrocketing, the Congressional Budget Office says the budget is headed toward disaster. NPR's Andrea Seabrook reports.
The Congressional Budget Office has a new director. His name is Peter Orszag. He sat at the far end of a long wooden table in his offices yesterday, surrounded by press, waiting for the CBO's official projection of how the federal budget is expected to do in the next decade. Here's the most understandable thing he said.
Thank you for joining us this morning.
By far, the vast majority of Orszag's comments sounded like this.
Consistent with the rules governing our baseline, that $172 billion figure does not take into account the likely supplemental appropriations associated with the ongoing activities in the war on terrorism.
Translation: for about 5 years, the U.S. government has been spending a whole lot more money than it's been making. That's the deficit. This year, it'll still do that, but by a slightly smaller margin than had been predicted. Instead of running $248 billion in the red, it'll be $172 billion. But, and this is a big but, that doesn't include new spending on the war in Iraq. President Bush is expected to ask for about another $100 billion for that. Your head spinning? Well, it's only going to get worse. The real story, according to Orszag, is the exploding cost of government health care for the poor and the elderly, Medicare and Medicaid.
If health care costs continue to grow 2.5 percentage points faster than economic growth, we will face some very severe trade-offs that will be uncomfortable for policymakers and the public.
Translation: health care costs are growing so fast that if nothing changes, by the year 2050, they will take up the cost of the entire federal budget. Imagine that. No military, no upkeep of highways, no farm subsidies for cheap food. The government's only business would be health care. This is one place in Congress where bipartisanship is real. Everyone in both parties agrees that allowing Medicare and Medicaid to grow this fast for this long is untenable. But that's where the party ends. Listen to how these two opposing lawmakers describe the fix for this. First, Senate Budget Committee Chairman Kent Conrad, a Democrat.
Either a substantial reduction in the growth of spending or a significant increase in tax revenues relative to the size of the economy or some combination of spending and revenue changes will be necessary to promote the nation's long-term fiscal stability.
Translation: either cut spending, raise taxes, or both, says Conrad. Now here's House Budget Committee member Mario Diaz-Balart, a Republican from Florida.
We should be able to do so without increasing taxes, without cutting benefits, and without hurting a lot of people.
How?
Well, by some common sense, measures. I think the private sector has to have a role to play.
Here you have the classic modern budget battle between the two parties. Democrats want to tinker with tax rates and government spending to bring the budget in balance. Republicans want to farm out or at least partner with private companies to lessen government responsibilities and therefore spending. This clash will play out over and over again until, says Senator Conrad, both sides really commit to the budget process.
These problems are so big and so serious, the only conceivable way that they are addressed when you have the president of one party, Congress in control of the other party, is if both sides, and I emphasize both sides, are prepared to give up their fixed positions.
There is at least a possibility of this, what with all the new talk of bipartisanship in Washington. But even with the slightly brighter deficit forecast yesterday, when you're looking at deficits in the hundreds of billions of dollars, House Budget Committee Chairman John Spratt said there's no cause for thinking that you've got the task whipped. Andrea Seabrook, NPR News, the Capitol.